Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dan, Pops America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg will be with us in 1 hour from now. I will be giving my technician his telephone number so we can make that contact. You may remember that he was on this show last week talking about all kinds of things related to the Jewish lobby and to the Middle East. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. That's www.kriegbooks.com. You know, it's interesting watching this American Free Press story that we were talking about in the last couple of days. September the 10th, the American Free Press was talking about this whole issue of a mystery speculator betting on disaster. Who's sure enough to gamble $4.5 billion on the stock market, taking a 40% nosedive? This is, in fact, what's going on. Somebody has done that. According to Pat Shannon, we don't know who it is. But as someone who's placed a $4.5 billion bet that within 30 days, the European stock market will take at least a 33% nosedive. This involves the so-called put option, betting that a stock or a series of stocks will go down as of a certain date. This, of course, foreshadows the 9/11 attacks, where those attacks were preceded by put options that were placed on American and United Airlines. The put ratio for United Airlines was 25 times above normal on September the 6th, 2001. There were also put options put on Morgan Stanley and Merrill Lynch, two of the World Trade Center's most prominent occupants, which were also spiked in the days before 9/11. The 9/11 Investigation Committee made no attempt to pursue this highly sensitive matter. The Securities and Exchange Commission never made public who these speculators were. So, what's the scenario? Pat Shannon of the American Free Press says it could mean a couple of things. One is that a massive terrorist attack is going to take place before September the 21st, which will torpedo the markets along with whatever other target is hit. Or China, reeling over losing $10 billion in bad loans to the subprime mortgage collapse presently taking place, is going to dump U.S. currency. Either situation could be catastrophic to the financial world. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Pankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg will join me in approximately 1 hour from now. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. That's www.kriegbooks.com. Got a series of things to take a look at this morning that we did not completely finish speaking of yesterday, either in the first hour of the show or the second. Mark Glenn said something, by the way, in the American Free Press on September the 10th that I just wanted to mention in passing. I tried to get to it yesterday on the news, did not get a chance to. It's on page 15 of the September 10th American Free Press, and it's entitled, "Comments Fuel False Flag Fears." And, of course, Mark's article goes on to reference the incredible statements made by Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania in regard to Israel and the war on terror. Santorum recently predicted, of course, as Mark Glenn reminds us, that between now and November, a lot of things are going to happen. And I believe that by this time next year, the American public's going to have a very different view of this war. And it will be because, I think, of some more unfortunate events, unquote. Glenn tells us that Rick Santorum did not say may happen, or might happen, but are going to happen, quote-unquote. Mark Glenn goes on to say that another Republican Party official, Dennis Milligan, said, quote, I think we all need some attacks on American soil like we had on September the 11th, and the naysayers will come around very quickly, unquote. Michael Chertoff, Mark Glenn reminds us, the director of Homeland Security, told the Chicago Tribune that he had a gut feeling, quote-unquote, that terrorists were soon going to strike the United States, and in a big way. And in a big way. Glenn goes on to say that former CIA Director James Woolsey, an Israeli devotee who has lobbied for the release of the most notorious and dangerous spy in American history, Jonathan Pollard, recently said the likelihood of new attacks on the U.S. by Islamic terrorists is quote-unquote very real. He backed up FBI Director Robert Mueller's statement that, quote, Al-Qaeda's paramount goal is clear, to detonate a nuclear device that would kill hundreds of thousands of Americans, unquote. Woolsey said Americans must, quote, not tie the president's hands when it comes to domestic surveillance, unquote. As Mark Glenn puts that, it's a fancy way of saying spying on American citizens, quote-unquote. Philadelphia Daily News columnist Stu Bykofsky wrote, quote, I'm thinking another 9/11 would help America. Turn back to 9/11. Remember the community of outrage and national resolve? America had not been so united since the first day of infamy, December the 7th, 1941. If it is to be, then let it be. It will take another attack on the homeland to quell the chattering of chipmunks and to restore America's righteous rage and singular purpose to prevail, unquote. Mark Glenn then goes on to remind us of some things that involve Israel. He mentions, of course, the Promise situation with the Inslaw affair. Gordon Thomas talks about that in his book Seeds of Fire, the way in which Israel participated with communist China in stealing American nuclear secrets at Los Alamos through the utilization of a doctored computer program known as Promise. This, of course, was the so-called Inslaw affair. As Mark Glenn reminds us, this program allowed Israel a backdoor into highly sensitive computer files maintained by all levels of the federal government, including nuclear secrets. It was through this program that Israel was able to get a hold of nuclear secrets that were later sold to China, giving her a 25-year advancement in her own nuclear weapons program. Now, this is a fact, Mark Glenn goes on to say, a fact that I wanted to get to yesterday on the show and didn't. He says that Magal Security Systems, may possibly pronounce Magal. I don't have the Masoretic pointing in the Hebrew text in front of me, and of course the modern Hebrew language does not contain the Masoretic vowel points. So you could say Magal or Magal, depending on the Masoretic vowel pointing if you were looking at Old Testament Hebrew. But Magal, or Magal Security Systems, M-A-G-A-L, is an Israeli company, says Mark Glenn, owned in part by the government of Israel. They are in charge of security for the most sensitive nuclear power and weapon storage facilities in the United States. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, when you go back to 9/11, who was responsible for airport security just at Logan Airport in Boston alone? Many of you who have listened to this broadcast and several others on the Republic Broadcasting Network now know that it is an Israeli company that was providing security at one of the key airports that launched whatever it was that really happened on September the 11th, 2001. Now we are learning through Mark Glenn that Magal or Magal Security Systems, M-A-G-A-L, an Israeli company owned in part by the government of Israel, is in charge of security for the most sensitive nuclear power and weapons storage facilities in the United States. What does this mean, as Martin Luther might ask us in his small catechism, dealing with the Reformation theology of the 16th century? What does this mean? What it means is this, that we are getting closer and closer to the next false flag incident that will promote the war that Rick Santorum seems to know is coming, that Dennis Milligan seems to know is coming, that Michael Chertoff seems to know is coming, that James Woolsey seems to know is coming, that the Philadelphia Daily News seems to know is coming, and that Ron Paul and Paul Craig Roberts are concerned is coming. Both Congressman Paul and Paul Craig Roberts have said that they believe that Bush and company are planning to instigate something in America to justify martial law. What's it going to be? What is it going to be, and what is it going to mean? Keep your eyes on this whole thing, folks, because it is simply not going to go away. Why do I mention these things this morning in conjunction with what Mark Glenn has said? I say them simply because of this. 1 month from today, actually less than 1 month from today, there's going to be a conference that we have talked about before on this show, and that is the No More Wars for Israel conference. It is absolutely essential that those of you who see this thing for what it is and who are concerned about the outbreak of a third world war and are concerned about a false flag incident on the American homeland that will quote-unquote justify what is about to happen in the way of an expansion of America's war operations in the Middle East will unify in a confessional witness to the truth that we are not going to go to war again for Israel. This No More Wars conference is going to be held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. You can find out the details at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And, of course, we now learn something that I read yesterday on this show. The conference is being dedicated to Mordecai Vanunu, the former Israeli nuclear technician who spent 18 years in the hellhole of an Israeli prison for trying to warn the world about the most dangerous nation in the world, possessing the most dangerous weapons in the world. This most dangerous nation, possessing the most dangerous weapons, that has been behind our involvement in the war with Iraq, that is trying to manipulate events to cause the United States to attack Iran, that is very much involved in garnering incredible, massive amounts of American support for its ongoing genocide of the Palestinian people in the Middle East, is the same nation, if we think about this for a moment, that Mark Glenn tells us in the American Free Press has a company, Magal or Magal Security Systems, that is in fact operating the security system for American nuclear power facilities and weapons storage facilities. Think about it, folks. Whose hand is in whose back pocket in regard to this entire situation? Who's really pulling the strings in regard to what is happening in the Middle East? You know, I thought yesterday Greg Felton had some very interesting things to say on this show. One of the most fascinating things that Greg Felton talked about, I thought, was the fact that Robert Fisk of the British Independent just simply does not get it on 9/11. Fisk says so many things that we would agree with on the war in the Middle East. He says so many things on the question of the Palestinians that we would agree with, many of us who listen to this broadcast. Fisk chronicles the things that have been done by Israel throughout its 60-year history, including some of the latest atrocities going on in Lebanon. Why, in fact, does he not get it when it comes to the whole issue of 9/11? He manages to dismiss out of hand these so-called conspiracy theories related to 9/11. Even though the scientific evidence suggests that there's something way wrong with the official story, even though we have a situation where when we ask the fundamental political question, qui bono in Latin, or who benefited, it all points to Israel. It all points to the Project for the New American Century crowd that ultimately provably was behind what happened on September the 11th, 2001. They had motive, they had means, they had opportunity. Greg Felton understands this, and you can see his essay of September the 6th for the Canadian Arab News, which chronicles Robert Fisk's deficiencies in this area. You can see that at gregfelton.com. Number of other things that I wanted to take a look at as of today. Of course, yesterday we were reading this whole situation in the London Sunday Telegraph, talking about Bush setting America up for war with Iran. That was said with all of the available evidence by the London Sunday Telegraph 2 days ago. The Iranians happened to be reading that particular article because, as we also pointed out on the show, they made some statements that were quoted in Al-Bawaba from Amman, Jordan, as saying that they're ready. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com will be with us in just under, about 35 minutes from now, talking about those things that are nearest to Dr. Krieg's heart, which you can read about in terms of both his autobiography and his essays at KriegBooks.com. A number of interesting things that we could cover this morning. I just wanted to mention in passing, by the way, I was up kind of late last night working on some things for my congregation in San Antonio. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan Place in South San Antonio. I have a lecture there tomorrow night at 7 o'clock dealing with the varying views of Daniel's prophecy of 70 weeks. We've been talking about that in recent weeks as it relates to Christian Zionism. Are you a part of the Maccabean school of interpretation? The Roman school of interpretation? Or the two versions of the eschatological school of interpretation, including the interval or parenthesis school. This may sound like pedantic theology to you, but what you believe about that question is going to determine a lot about what you think about Christian Zionism. And John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio and his Christians United for Israel organization. That's a fairly compelling question when it comes to whether or not we ought to be going to war in the Middle East on behalf of Israel. More about that October 12th through the 14th, when Mark Glenn has his rather interesting star-studded lineup gathered there in Orange County, California, to talk about this very subject. And that, of course, assumes that we are not in trouble in that part of the world with a wider war by that time. Only God knows that, of course. We're going to need to be keeping an eye on that very, very, very closely. A couple of additional essays that are well worth our time today, but on the subject of Christian Zionism, many of you remember that Stephen Sizer was a guest on this show. He is the Anglican priest from the UK who has at sizer.org a website for his very famous Selling Like Hotcakes book, Christian Zionism. This thing is selling around the world in a most interesting fashion. And Stephen Sizer, you can find this at sizers.org, S-I-Z-E-R-S.org, sizers.org. This is a man who has been covered in Al Aram in Cairo, has been covered by all of the major newspapers in Saudi Arabia and Jordan and elsewhere, has us on his website, meaning you and meaning me. If you go to Stephen Sizer's website, it says Republic Broadcasting Network with Mark Dankoff, a two-part, two-hour discussion on Christian Zionism with Mark Dankoff on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Both of those hours were held on July the 10th, 2007. We hooked up with Father Sizer live from London. That is now available at his website, www.sizers.org. The other thing that was kind of interesting is John Hrankowski, who runs one of the major USS Liberty Survivors websites, has all of our interviews with the various members of the USS Liberty crew on that particular site. This is John Gadusko, by the way, not John Hrankowski. Both of these guys are survivors of the USS Liberty tragedy, but this is John Gadusko who's done this. You go back to the March 23rd when I had Gary Brummett on this show, March 26th, when I had Dave Lewis on, April 3rd, when Phil Turney was on the show, April 12th, when John Hrankowski came on, and then on the 19th of April, Gary Brummett came back and did another hour and a half with us. All of those interviews are on the John Gadusko Liberty site. Very interesting how far this thing is going around the world, both with Stephen Sizer as well as with John Gadusko. You go to sizers.org, and you can see what the Anglican community is saying worldwide about his conversations with me on this show related to Father Sizer's book, Christian Zionism, which is well worth your time to get a copy of and to read, by the way. And then John Gadusko's USS Liberty site has all of the interviews that we did with those survivors from March 23rd through April 19th, and that was all good precursor information to what Mark Glenn began doing with the American Free Press. I just wanted to mention those broadcasts to you because all of these things are providing some interesting contacts for Mark Glenn as he puts together this No More Wars for Israel conference. Paul Craig Roberts and Ted Pike have some updates for me that I want to go through with you this morning. One of them is that Dr. Roberts has an essay at the online journal as of yesterday entitled Conservatism Isn't What It Used to Be. I would say to Dr. Roberts, with all due respect to this great man, no kidding. This is no longer the conservatism of people like Felix Morley, one of the founders of Human Events. This is no longer the America First conservatism of Charles Lindbergh that we're talking about here. When we look at neocons and we look at the Israeli lobby and we look at the present-day Human Events or National Review or the Weekly Standard or Fox News, Dr. Roberts, however, connects the dots in this essay, which we're going to take a look at when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg hooks up with us in about a half an hour from now. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Mark Gancoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined by Dr. Adrian Krieg in approximately half an hour from now. Got a couple of items to take a look at between now and then, including Paul Craig Roberts' piece entitled Conservatism Isn't What It Used to Be. You can find this one at the Online Journal at onlinejournal.com. Dr. Roberts says that when I was in the Bush or in the Reagan administration, America had a lively press that never hesitated to take us to task. Even the Teflon president received more brickbats than Bush and Cheney. The lively press disappeared along with its independence and the media concentration engineered during the Clinton administration. Shortly thereafter, all the liberal news anchors disappeared as well. Today, the U.S. media serves as propaganda ministry for the government's wars and police state. Yet some conservatives continue to rant about the liberal media. That other conservative bugaboo, liberal academia, has also been crushed, according to Paul Craig Roberts. Universities once controlled their appointments, but no more. Recently, the political science faculty at DePaul, the Catholic University, voted to give tenure to the courageous scholar and teacher Norman Finkelstein. The department was unable to make its tenure decision stick over the objections of the Israel lobby and their conservative allies, who were able to reach in over the heads of the political science department and the college personnel committee and forced DePaul's president to block Finkelstein's tenure. Finkelstein, a Jew, had angered the Israeli lobby with his criticisms of Israel's misuse of the Holocaust sufferings of Jews to oppress the Palestinians and to silence critics. On September the 14th, says Paul Craig Roberts, the Los Angeles Times reported that the appointment of the distinguished legal scholar Erwin Chemerinsky as the dean of a new law school at the University of California at Irvine had been withdrawn by the university's chancellor, Michael V. Drake, who gave in to the demands of conservatives outside the university. Conservatives are outraged at Chemerinsky because he criticized Attorney General Gonzalez. In withdrawing Chemerinsky's appointment, Drake told him, quote, "I didn't realize there would be conservatives out to get you," unquote. Gonzalez is the attorney general who wrote memos justifying torture and denying that the Bush administration was bound by the Geneva Conventions. Gonzalez told a stunned Senate Judiciary Committee that the U.S. Constitution did not provide habeas corpus protection to American citizens. To experience an attorney general of the United States fiercely attacking the U.S. Constitution, says Dr. Roberts, rending its every provision, is the most frightening experience of my lifetime. That the head of the legal branch of the executive, sworn to uphold the Constitution, would turn against it in order to enhance unaccountable executive power is a clear, impeachable offense. If anyone anywhere in the world deserved criticism, Gonzalez did. But when Chemerinsky upbraided the despicable Gonzalez, conservatives rushed to Gonzalez's defense, not to the defense of the American Constitution. It seems only yesterday, says Paul Craig Roberts, that conservatives were complaining about the liberties that liberals took with the Constitution. Liberals were expanding rights, fancifully perhaps. But today, conservatives are curtailing long-established rights, such as habeas corpus and protection against self-incrimination. Conservatives abandoned original intent and all of their constitutional scruples once they had the chance to cram more power into the presidency. In my conservative days as an academic, says Paul Craig Roberts, I experienced some liberal blackballs, but liberals did not attack academic freedom per se. The new conservatives despise academic freedom and have created organizations to monitor departments of Middle East studies in order to lower the boom on scholars who follow the truth instead of neoconservative ideology or Israeli policy. Today, academic freedom has disappeared just like the independent media. No one but powerful organized interest groups has a voice. In the media, truth can only emerge on comic shows like The Colbert Report and Jon Stewart's The Daily Show. In years past, conservatives were often shouted down on university campuses by left-wing students. But today, speakers disapproved by powerful interest groups are simply disinvited in advance. Even Harvard University has fallen to the new censorship. On September the 14th, the Harvard Crimson reported that the Israel lobby was able to force Harvard University to disinvite three speakers, an Oxford University professor, a DePaul professor, and a Rutgers professor, because they had criticized Israeli policy. In America today, speaking your mind in the media or in academia is a thing of the past. A country that has no voices independent of powerful interests is a country in which freedom is dead. That is Paul Craig Roberts speaking to us today at the Online Journal. He was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Ronald Reagan administration, of course, for years, wrote for National Review and the neocon Wall Street Journal, among others. Folks, this is what Paul Craig Roberts is saying, and again, throughout the essay, he links this whole movement not simply to a false understanding of American conservatism, but he references on numerous occasions this damning demonic alliance between neoconservatives and the Israeli lobby, and the way in which that particular lobby has taken over the news media, it has taken over the academic institutions, it is moving us pell-mell into a third world war. That's not Mark Dankoff saying that, although I agree with it. That is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the administration of Ronald Reagan saying this. This is a guy who has written over the years for National Review and Wall Street Journal on an ongoing basis. And then, of course, there's Dr. Roberts' long-standing relationship with the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. Those are outstanding establishment conservative credentials. Why has Paul Craig Roberts broken with this kind of thinking in recent years to move closer and closer to what we call the truth movement? I believe that, among other things, it is because he is intellectually honest and is a morally decent man, apparently. I also believe he understands that these people are moving us to a totalitarian police state domestically, at the same time that they are moving us to an international conflagration potentially involving nuclear weapons in the global arena. Paul Craig Roberts, of course, was a past guest, a very recent guest, on Hesham Talawi's show for the Republic Broadcasting Network. In this particular case, the show in question, I think, was Dr. Talawi's television show at Current Issues TV. It is noteworthy that we come full circle then, once more, to Mark Glenn's conference coming up in Southern California, October 12th through the 14th. No More Wars for Israel is the name of that conference. It's going to be held in Orange County, Southern California, the weekend of October 12th through 14th. One of the speakers will be Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television and RBN, who recently had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on his television show. This is the caliber of what we are talking about that is going to take place in Southern California in 1 month from now, October the 12th through the 14th. The confirmed speakers are Paul Fromm, Willis Carto, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Mark Dankoff, yours truly, Hesham Talawi, Father Christopher Hunter, Jim Condit Jr., Dr. Cal Cobb Sadiq, Tito Howard, Ray Goodwin, Chuck Carlson, Dr. Robert Brock, Wendy Campbell and Mark Green of Marwin Media, past guests on this show, are now signed up. Patrick Grimm will be on the show from Zionist Watch. John DeNugent of the Barnes Review, Ellen Mariani, Eileen Fleming of WeAreWideAwake.org, Joachim Martello. These are just a few of the folks that Mark Glenn has already lined up. Get to that conference, folks, if you can possibly do it. And if you can't, you know what Mark Glenn could use? Some extra money coming his way from you in regard to supporting this conference. Please do so. You can reach Mark Glenn at P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho. P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. And if you have access to the internet, which I assume that you do if you're listening to this show, you can go to PayPal, paypal.com, click on Send Money, and type in M. Glenn, that's with two N's, M. Glenn at mediamonitors.org. M. Glenn with two N's at mediamonitors.org. As the recipient. All of this information, of course, you can find at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Ted Pike has a new post here that he has sent to me this morning, has asked me to maybe cover it very, very briefly on the air. It's entitled, "The Anti-Defamation League Can't Destroy Mearsheimer and Walt." The Israel Lobby in U.S. Foreign Policy, says Ted Pike, a book by Professors John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt, plows like a bulldozer through the underbrush of Zionist propaganda. Their book paves a road for others to seek and spread the whole truth about America's Mideast commitments and the real reason we went to war in Iraq. The Anti-Defamation League's Abe Foxman leads Jewish opposition to the professor's work. The release of Foxman's new book, The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby and the Myth of Jewish Control, was timed to coincide with the Israel Lobby's release. But like a Palestinian throwing stones at an Israeli tank, Foxman is outmuscled by Mearsheimer and Walt's powerfully reasoned, massively documented, and surprisingly easy-to-read work. The two authors are academic elites. Mearsheimer is a distinguished professor of political science at the University of Chicago, and Walt is the former dean of the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. They challenge the presumptions of the fourth military superpower in the world, Israel, and its Amen chorus in Congress. Unfortunately, Mearsheimer and Walt discounts, as Ted Pike, as anti-Semitic, the truth that Jews dominate the American media, contributing to Zionist influence on U.S. foreign policy. They also reject the reality that much of Israel's abominable behavior toward Palestinians is fueled by Talmudic racism. They rightly contend, however, says Ted Pike, that U.S. support of Israel's brutality against the Palestinians is the seminal cause of Arab rage and international Muslim terrorism, including 9/11. They affirm that Israel serves no vital U.S. strategic interest. Instead, the Israel lobby and neoconservatives, many of them Jewish, in the Bush administration, have led America into Mideast disaster primarily for the benefit of the Jewish state. Foxman and the Zionist establishment can't destroy this book, says Ted Pike, because the world is too suspicious of the Israel lobby's excessive power. The American people, especially now deeply vested in the Middle East, want more searching explanations of how we have gone so wrong. They are finding answers in this book. There's another reason Foxman will be less successful in neutralizing this attack than at any other time in the Anti-Defamation League's 94-year history. Its power and moral authority, as well as Israel's, have been weakened. Polls reveal heightening worldwide criticism not only of Israel, but of disproportionate Jewish control of the news media and U.S. war-making potential. According to ADL statistics, in Europe, roughly one out of two persons is to some degree critical of Jewish control. The National Prayer Network, joined by an increasing number of critics, has played a significant part in undermining the Anti-Defamation League's credibility with millions of Americans. In 2001, our 80-minute video, says Ted Pike, entitled Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, brought to video reality what the Spotlight newspaper, now known as the American Free Press, and Michael Collins Piper have exposed since the late 1980s, ADL's massive spying on Christian and conservative Americans and Muslims. The Anti-Defamation League has amassed vast, secret, illegal lists of the names and personal information of those they consider a threat to their left-wing agenda. Our film also documents how the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith has taken away free speech, especially in Canada, and wants to do the same through state and federal anti-hate laws in America. With many thousands sold by the National Prayer Network, and with public access TV airings across America, at least 100,000 people have watched this video, according to Ted Pike. Considering how few people even recognize the ADL hate laws threat, this is an impressive number of informed Americans. Many now realize that the Anti-Defamation League B'nai B'rith is unrivaled as the greatest global threat to free speech and Christian and conservative values. In 2004, Ted Pike reminds us, the ADL's National Executive Board member, Philadelphia DA Lynn Abraham, had 11 Christians arrested and jailed for the hate crime of witnessing to homosexuals. Pike seized this rare opportunity, he says, to prove to millions of listeners on more than 300 national radio and TV interviews that the Anti-Defamation League and its parent organization, B'nai B'rith International, are very virulently anti-Christian. The ADL is determined to persecute and destroy Christianity through anti-hate and workplace bias crime legislation. Ted Pike says that just this week on 13 national radio interviews and at Rents.com, I warned well over 500,000 Americans against the Anti-Defamation League's two federal hate crimes bills now before the Congress. I did not neglect to explain ADL's role, Ted says, in creating this Orwellian legislation. The cumulative effect of such educational outreach by the National Prayer Network has been to weaken ADL's image and credibility in the eyes of not only the American public, but of the world. What are the links here? Zionism, Talmudism, Ted Pike says, and ADL influence behind hate laws. You know, folks, I was reading the Meersheimer-Walt book this week, got my own copy, happened to stumble across, curiously enough, only one copy, I don't know why, only one copy did I see at the particular Borders that I was wandering around in San Antonio earlier this week. But there it was, the Meersheimer-Walt book, entitled, once again, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Let me share with you just for a couple of minutes what I think of this book, and then I want to take this up with Dr. Adrian Krieg when he comes in to do the show shortly after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm not that impressed with the book, to be very, very frank with you. I have learned more about the Israeli lobby from Mark Glenn, Hesham Talawi, and Michael Collins Piper, just to name three, than I learned from John Meersheimer and Stephen Walt. I think that their information is more interesting. They delve into the subject more deeply and have for a much longer period of time than these two professors from the University of Chicago and from Harvard, respectively. Having said that, we get to a second point that Ted Pike covers, and that is that Meersheimer and Walt, despite all of the good things that are said in this book, get back to trying to cover for the Israeli lobby when it comes to saying that any suggestion that the Jews control the domestic American media is in fact anti-Semitic. That is an absolutely ridiculous point of view. It does not begin to get into the definition of what anti-Semitism is to begin with. It does not even address the whole issue of the facts surrounding media consortium ownership in the United States, where what we routinely talk about on this show, and what Matthias Chang talks about in his book, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill in Malaysia, that book, by the way, is available through the American Free Press, quite clearly prove, and that is that there is a disproportionate Jewish influence and ownership of the American news media. That is not anti-Semitism, folks. That's fact. Yet by the same token, I think that the Mearsheimer-Walt book has tremendous value. Why? Not because I think it's better in any sense of the word than what we have already heard about through Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Hesham Talawi, Dr. Adrian Krieg, Father Stephen Sizer, and others, but because the book is out there in the American establishment. It is producing an uproar in the Jewish-controlled, Jewish-financed American establishment, the media, the educational circles, and the government. That is the book's chief value. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back back. This is Mark Nantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com will hopefully join us in about 5-10 minutes from now to talk about those issues that are very much dear to his heart, which you can read at KriegBooks.com. That is an incredible place in which to get historical and political analysis from this very great man. You can read the details of his autobiography there as well at KriegBooks.com. Wanted to put in a plug this morning for E. Michael Jones' Culture Wars. All kinds of things, issue after issue, that are just wonderful there. The September 2007 issue is now out, volume 26, number 9. Culture Wars, Dr. E. Michael Jones has an incredible essay there entitled The Logos of Architecture and Its Opponents. What is the relationship between architecture and culture, and between architecture and culture in theology? That sounds like a boring article until you get into what Dr. E. Michael Jones talks about in this incredible essay, which gets into the deeper realms of what really has happened in the American cultural experience and who it is that's behind it. I don't know if anybody is doing more work in the area of contemporary culture and what it means to ancient theological and philosophical positions than Dr. E. Michael Jones. And I have just started this essay and have gotten about halfway through it. If you start it, I want to warn you, you're going to be reading for a while. This goes on for quite a number of pages. That's just how comprehensive his work is. And this is the way he writes issue after issue after issue. And he's also done some incredible things with contributors. And a very good friend of mine out in Columbus, Ohio, by the name of Jeannie Conti, has written an essay entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. I've made reference to this essay a couple of times on the show. That's in the July-August 2007 edition of Culture Wars. Through Jeannie Conti, I have managed to make contact with an old law school professor of my nephew's at Ohio State University Law School, who's going to be on the show on Friday in the segment with Mark Glenn. And there, Dr. John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law is going to be talking about the Palestinian crisis. That's a very special broadcast on Friday with Dr. John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law faculty. And that was arranged by Dr. E. Michael Jones and by one of his contributors, Jeannie Conti of Columbus, Ohio, who has an essay out there in the July and August 2007 Culture Wars entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. It'll be interesting to have all of these law students at the university or at Ohio State University presumably listening to the Republic Broadcast, Republic Broadcasting Network, and finding out something about the real American right. That ought to be a fascinating experience come this Friday morning. Interesting show, and I hope that you will tune in. This is my opportunity to ask you to support three things today, actually four. The Republic Broadcasting Network, you can call us at 1-800-724-2719. I'd ask you to support the American Free Press in any way that you can by contacting them at 1-888-699-NEWS to get subscriptions, to give them gifts, to buy their books, and to do all of the same kinds of things for us here at RBN by contacting us at 1-800-724-2719. I hope that you'll support Mark Glenn and his No More Wars for Israel conference coming up 1 month from now, and that you will also support Congressman Ron Paul. Those are my four plugs in the way of commercials today. Republic Broadcasting Network, American Free Press, No More Wars for Israel Conference, and also Congressman Ron Paul. Support those four entities, folks, to the extent that you possibly can. We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Nantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent